All right, welcome back to the show. Joining me now, it's very exciting because I love this guy's movies, The Usual Suspects. When I saw that, it was just, it was awesome. It was not, it was unlike anything else we saw. Chaz Palminteri joins me in studio. Welcome to the show, Mr. Palminteri.
Appreciate being here. Thank you.
Also, you're a noted restaurateur here in Baltimore.
I'm at restaurant Chaz on Alessandra Street.
Chaz, it's an Italian restaurant. The reviews are great. I've driven past it. I have to confess I haven't been there yet.
You got to check it out.
Well, you're a big guy, and I'll take you.
It's great food. Great food.
I love it. My girlfriend loves Italian food, so I'm surprised she hasn't
She should go there because John Mariani from Esquire magazine called it one of the top three pizzas in the United States.
Really?
That's right. United States, not the country. Yeah, the whole country, United States.
Hmm. All right. Well, now my Saturday night is booked.
Okay.
So what brings you to Baltimore today, sir?
Well, I'm doing my one-man show, A Bronx Tale, that I did on Broadway in 2008, and I did a national tour. And now I do 12, 15 dates a year, and I picked to come back to Baltimore. I'm doing it at the Lyric Theater, November 16th here. And, you know, I'll be here November 16th.
It's you can get tickets at Ticketmaster November 16th. Now, Bronx Tale, it was a huge Broadway. It sort of put you on the map, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I did it in 1989. Robert De Niro walked into the theater, saw it. That's how the movie got made.
See, I didn't know it was a one-man show because I'm familiar with the movie.
Yes, of course.
It was De Niro's directorial debut, was it not?
That's correct. It was a one-man show before it was a movie. And then I stopped doing it right after we made the movie back then. And then I brought it back to Broadway in 2008, and it became a hit again. And then I did Vegas, and it won show of the year. So now I just do 12, 15 dates a year.
You sort of do it because you miss it, because you love it so much?
I love it. It's great. I just miss it. I love it. And it's just rewarding to me.
So growing up in the Bronx?
Yes.
How does a kid from the Bronx, an Italian kid from the Bronx, get involved in acting? Because there are a lot of other temptations that I assume are much easier.
Well, I had a father. My father was a bus driver, like in the movie, and it's about my life. You know Bronx Tale. People don't know that either. My real name is Calogero, and my father said the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. You got to make something out of your life, son. So did my mom. They really pushed us to make something. Me and my two sisters, and both my sisters are very successful. And I think that's what you need. You know, that's what I needed anyway. I had parents that really believed in me and supported me.
And, you know, something that I think we've lost a bit today, your parents, if you disappointed them, You would have felt awful if you disappointed them. And they would have been really angry at you if you'd misbehaved. And we sort of are losing that now.
I think so. I think a lot of the reason why I didn't step over the line was I didn't want to hurt my parents. Because I knew it would in the end really hurt them.
Back then, your dad would have hurt you too.
Yeah.
Something else that was lost.
Yeah, well, I think a little fear is good to have.
It is. It definitely keeps you in line. I love my parents. They're coming to visit me next week. But,
right.
You know, I've been spanked twice in my life. And I deserved both of them. I remember each of them.
Yes.
And that was all I needed.
That's it.
The sort of upbringing that you need. Okay, so kid in the Bronx, you wanted to, you know, not disappoint your parents. Where does it go from there? Were you involved in acting in high school?
In college.
College?
I went to Bronx Community College. I took drama, and I fell in love with it. But I really wanted to be an actor when I was 9, 10 years old. I was always imitating the actors. I would see movies and imitate them, imitate the wise guys on the corner where I grew up. And I was just one of those guys who liked to be on stage, and that was it.
Now, of all the roles you've played, and don't say Usual Suspects because I already said that was my favorite. But what, and not Bronx Tale because obviously that would be cheating. Mm. What's your favorite role that you've played?
I think probably Bullets Over Broadway.
Woody Allen's
movie. You know, I mean, not because I got nominated for Academy Award. I just felt it was a great, great film and a great part and worked with a great director and
a great cast.
Great cast. You know, we got 7 nominations, I think, for that. I just had fun doing that.
Is there any movie that you... This is something I've always wanted to ask actors, and when I've had them on, I've asked them. Anything you've been offered that you passed on that, looking back, you said, what was I thinking?
Yeah, one movie, and not because I didn't want to do it. It was because I couldn't do it at the time because I was going to be directing this other film, but it was Donnie Brasco. I was going to play Sonny Black.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was a great part. But Michael Madsen was absolutely terrific in it. He was wonderful in the part. So, but I just loved the movie so much. I just loved that film. I thought it was one of Al Pacino's greatest performances. I just thought the way he played that part was incredible. And so Johnny Depp was great. I just loved the movie.
And so the restaurant business, How much, you're a kid growing up Italian. Mm. I assume mama cooks.
Yeah.
I grew up, in sort of a mutt house, but Wednesday was spaghetti day.
There you go.
But the recipes that you have, how much of an impact do you have on them? Do you come up with these mama's recipes or what are they?
No, actually, Sergio Vitale is a just an incredible chef. But what I wanted was, I wanted some old Bronx flavors, like the coal fire oven for the pizza, the burrata margarita, pizza. And I wanted some things, and he said, absolutely. And Sergio is one of those chefs that just takes things and makes them better, So mm-hmm. He put his own spin on it, and it's just a great restaurant.
You eat. How many restaurants do you have?
Just one.
Just one in all the world, and it's...
Right here in Baltimore.
Well, you got to go in the Bronx. I mean, what are you doing? You're Mr. Bronx.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I don't know. I got a lot of people, like restaurants, I go there. They're all my friends. I don't want to get anybody mad over
it. It's best not to irritate Italians in the Bronx.
Exactly.
We'll just leave it at that. So The Bronx Tale is November 16th at The Lyric, and it's just you, just a one-man show.
Exactly. It's a great show. It won Show of the Year in Las Vegas. And I do want to say, I think 300 or 400 seats I'm donating to the Wounded Warriors.
Oh, excellent.
And whoever sponsors them and pays for those seats, all that money goes to the Wounded Warriors directly, not to me.
And you can get tickets at Ticketmaster. How long is the show?
One show. It's all, how long the show is?
Yes.
It's 85 minutes. That's it.
85 minutes in intermission? No intermission?
No intermission. Straight through. And believe me, you will not forget it the rest of your life.
The first time you went on stage, you're a Broadway guy. Going on Broadway the first time, that's got to, no matter what you've done before.
Yeah, I agree.
It's got to be nerve-wracking. I remember getting nervous in high school and college in summer stock going, yeah. Oh my God, I quit.
I don't know about nerve. I just always handled pressure really
well. You're a cool guy. I mean, you're very calm.
Well, thanks. But I don't know if I was nervous, but I was excited and maybe a little apprehensive. Yeah, the first time I went on Broadway, sure.
Out there, we've got, a lot of theater schools around, a lot of high schools, kids listening, yeah. Parents listening. Advice to somebody who wants to be a professional actor or be involved in plays and movies.
Go to school, learn your craft, and get out there and act. And I mean that where audition for everything, whether it's a 6 weeks showcase where you don't get paid, whether it's a 2 day performance in front of agents, do whatever you can to get people to see you, because that's the only way people are going to know if you're good or not. You have to be seen. If you're a writer, you have to write. If you're an actor, you've got to act, and they got to see it. If you're a director, you have to find something and direct something. You could tell everybody how great you are and brilliant you are, but no one's going to believe you because everyone says that. They have to see it with their own eyes.
So. That's sort of growing up. I spent some time after high school before college working crummy jobs, sitting around waiting for people to recognize how brilliant I was. And
yes.
I realized that was the dumbest thing I'd ever done.
Yes.
You've got to actually do it.
You have
and then
to do
people
it.
Will pay you to keep doing it if you're really good at it.
If you're really good at it. That's exactly correct. What you just said is exactly the answer to what I tell young actors. Just act for free, and then sooner or later somebody goes, hey, this guy's pretty good. Or this girl, this young lady's pretty good. Let's offer them a job, and that's how it works.
Any embarrassing commercials in your past?
Yeah, not really. I don't do many commercials.
You go on Leno, he doesn't pull up 1968 Afro Sheen commercial or something that you did.
He'll put up an old movie of mine. maybe a young movie that I wasn't crazy about. He'll do that. He's done that for me. Yeah.
You got anything coming up, any movie-wise?
Yeah, I got a movie called Final Recourse that's coming out. I did with Terry Polo. That'll be out September. And I'm on Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming. I think I'll be out. And I do Modern Family, and I do Rizzoli and Isles. So I do a lot of television, too.
Keeping busy. It's got to be really just a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, yeah. Life is good. You do what you love to do, and you get paid. I'm healthy. I got a wife, children. I'm okay.
Last question. When you were a kid dreaming of being an actor, and you thought of what life would be like, can you remember and think, what's the biggest difference between what you thought it would be like and what it's actually like?
I think what I thought it would be like would be, what I didn't realize was that even when you do make it, the same rules and problems are still there. Money doesn't change your how you have to deal with life. Money makes you comfortable.
Mm.
Money is a tool, but money won't make you happy. you know. And it's funny because people always say, well, why do people with money always say that? Because,
because people without money don't know.
Because people without money don't know. That's exactly correct. So I think when you have money and you realize, well, wait a minute, I still have the same problem that I had before. I didn't have money and I still have to work on that as a human being. So I think that's what I learned, you know, through therapy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, you're Hollywood after all.
Hollywood. Yeah,
I think
yeah.
You get your SAG card and a therapist appointment
exactly,
right away.
Exactly. And I really learned that. And so, and I always tell other people that, you know, you have to follow the rules of life, do the best you can. And if you, you know, if you're successful, it'll help you a great deal to be disciplined.
Chaz Palminteri, the restaurant Chaz, the play, one-man show, one night only, November 16th at the Lyric. Get tickets at Ticketmaster. Go to the Lyric's website to get all the information. The restaurant is downtown. I'm going to check it out this week. I'm ashamed that I haven't tried it yet. Is there any place you got Facebook, you got the Twitter, you got
yeah,
a
you could Twitter me on, you know, Chaz Palminteri, you know, at Chaz Palminteri, or you could Facebook me at Chaz Palminteri.
Great.
And I'd love to hear from everyone, and God bless.
Well, I appreciate your time today.
Well, thanks so much.
Thanks for stopping by. Chaz Palminteri, ladies and gentlemen, check out A Bronx Tale. I think I'm going to eat at his restaurant this weekend, and then November 16th, my night is booked.
You got to come down.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.